The Black Caps have beaten England by an innings and 65 runs in the first test at Mount Maunganui. The agonising super over draws in recent One Day and 2020 games have finally been overcome, with New Zealand's biggest ever single innings score against their major rivals. Man of the match, BJ Watling's career best double century, Neil Wagner's 8 wickets and Mitchell Santner's maiden century were the highlights. And Santner's 3 key wickets for 53 runs was also his test career best, and he took a stunning catch in the field today. Alex Perrottet caught up with him shortly after the final wicket and asked him if it was the match of his career.
yeah, probably not far off. No, I think the win was through a lot of hard work, you know, the batters put in, you know, day 3 and day 4, and it was obviously nice to get a couple of wickets last night, but, you know, it was toil today, and, you know, the lads backed up spell after spell and got a few deserved wickets in there, and it was nice to get the win.
Yeah, but you had a crucial role to play getting that century alongside BJ Watling's double ton, but probably even more important perhaps are those 3 crucial wickets before close of play last night. How important was that?
Yeah, we knew it wasn't going to be easy, you know, that we had a nice lead, but the pitch was still, you know, pretty good to bat on. It was, I guess, a little bit up and down, and it was taking a bit of spin, but yeah, I think it was pretty key to get, you know, a couple of early poles there, and especially when the ball was new. We knew when the balls get softer, it's going to be harder to get the batsman out. So, and I guess when the second new ball came around, you know, Waggy put on an unbelievable spell there and swung a couple back and got some late wickets, which, you know, which he well deserved.
Yeah, now look, a lot of attention given to this match, given what's happened between the two teams in the last 6 months. Thank God they don't have super overs in test matches, but was it all the more sweet getting this win against England?
Yeah, it's never easy to beat England. You know, last time we came here, the pink ball, you know, it was swinging, which was nice. So, yeah, it was a hard-fought test match, and it was a great win. You know, any win on day 5 and, you know, is a good one. So, yeah, we know they're going to come back fighting at Seton Park. We obviously don't know what the wicket's going to do there, but I guess we'll do, you know, something similar and hopefully go again.
You've all been in just scorching form, this year. Amazing performances in all formats of the game. You're heading home to Seton Park, Hamilton. You and BJ looking to have the home advantage there. I mean, you can never count your chickens against England, but it's looking good.
Yeah, well, it's, like you said, they're never an easy team to beat. So that was nice in that respect, you know, to get the win today. It was through a lot of hard work, but, you know, it's a new game at Seton Park. We probably don't know what the pitch is going to do. It has been green in the past, but, you know, I'm not sure what it's going to go this time around. So, yeah, we'll have to wait and see. But I think, you know, we're in a pretty good spot at the moment. You know, the lads are fighting pretty hard, and, you know, it's never easy to win when the wickets get flat, like they have been in New Zealand. So, yeah, we're obviously looking forward to having a few days off and then guns blazing come Friday.
And then shortly after that, another short turnaround and you're across the ditch. Some big tests in some amazing places there in Australia, that Boxing Day test of the MCG. What's the biggest thing? I mean, not looking too far ahead, but what's the biggest danger there playing Australia at the moment?
Yeah, they're a very good team at home. You know, their bowlers, you know, that little bit of extra bounce is probably going to be the big thing. You know, we're not used to as much here, so, you know, we have to adapt pretty quickly. And it's the start of, you know, I guess a five, you know, test matches for us, which is, you know, not easy for everyone involved. So, you know, hopefully we can go well again at Seton Park and then, you know, move on past the series and go again. Look forward to playing a tough Aussie team at home.
An amazing performance by you and the team. Just before you go, Mitchell, take us through that screamer of a catch, that classic catch to dismiss Pope today. What was going through your head, if anything?
I was just happy to be, you know, in a catching spot, you know, rather than being on the fence. It was pretty tired, to be fair, bowled a few overs. But, yeah, I guess it was one of those ones that stuck out the right nick and it stuck. So, yeah, you know, it was at the start of a very good spell from Wags, and we knew that, you know, it's not easy to start on a wicket like that. So if we could get, you know, a wicket every now and, you know, we knew they're going to build partnerships at some stage. So, but, you know, we were able to go bang, bang a couple of times, which was pretty key.
And that was Mitchell Santner there with Alex Perrottet. And I'm not sure who was more excited, Mitchell or Alex.